WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two new Latin records have caught the attention of music critic Milo Miles. One is by veteran performer Little Willie G from East L.A., and the other is the debut album from Puerto Rican songwriter Nava.
Willie Garcia started more than 35 years ago as one of the original Chicano soul rockers. He lit up the clubs of East L.A. as the lead singer for The Midnighters, an outfit as sweet and tough as they come. After losing his way in the usual self-destructive detours, Little Willie G became an ordained minister in 1984. Perhaps saving souls has preserved his own because he's come all the way back with his new record, Make Up for the Lost Time. Willie G's voice is light and sweet. That fits in well with L.A.'s East Side sound, which has always stuck close to doo-wop and even lounge ballads. With typically meticulous help from producer David Hidalgo of Los Lobos, Make Up for the Lost Time is a modern soul record that doesn't sound like either Motown or Memphis. Willie G writes good tunes and picks even better ones, from an Aretha Franklin chestnut to the first hit by George Clinton's Parliaments. The only mistake is the sappy finish, Bobby Womack's A World Where No One Cries. Because after all, a world where no one cries would be a world where no one laughs either. If Willie G benefits from years of seasoning as a performer, Nava's debut album shows surprising grace for a first-timer. He's known as a veteran songwriter, not a performer, and his album, Nava, confirms that he's only an adequate plus singer. But the record is also a rare thing, a triumph of hip professionalism. A bunch of savvy old hands get together and sound like hotshot newcomers.
Algunos lloran y lloran, y otros se ríen del tiempo. Algunos viven deprisa, porque no entienden la calma. Y algunos buscan placer, y otros del dolor los acompaña.
It isn't so much that Nava grafts hip-hop or sampling or electronica or whatever onto his Puerto Rican rhythms, though he does do that. It's that the album delivers the urban bustle, the high-tech ease, which feels modern instead of trendy. And yet the acoustic guitars and accordion keep the past close at hand. I wish Nava's songs had more to say, maybe stopped for a knockout trombone solo from Juan Castillo. But as with Little Willie G, Nava could easily become a small favorite.
Milo Miles is music editor for Rock.com.